This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference, your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Hey everybody, it's Guy once again coming to you from the NINA 2013 conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. And my guest in this segment is Kirk Curtis, Vice President of Marketing and Sales at Tiburon. Tiburon delivers computer-aided dispatch, mobility, records management, and corrections management solutions built to meet the rigorous demands of state, local, and federal law enforcement, fire and rescue, and corrections agencies. Kirk, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure to have you. So Kirk, tell us a little bit about why Tiburon is here today at the NINA 2013.
Tiburon has been in this industry for over 30 years. We have solutions for computer-aided dispatch, law records management, fire records management, jail records management. We've been serving this community for a long time, and NINA is one of the primary showcases for vendors such as ourselves.
Great, that's great. So tell us a little bit about what is it that makes Tiburon special among the others in the industry.
Tiburon's longevity, for starters. We've been doing this for an awfully long time. We have products that are really field-tested, bulletproof. They've been through Hurricane Katrina. They've been through Superstorm Sandy. They really stand the test, which particularly for people doing dispatch is very important. But we also have a number of different solutions that people are getting really excited about. We're showing two or three new things at this show. If I could perhaps just briefly give you an idea of what
Absolutely,
some of them are.
Please do, yes.
One of the things that we're previewing right now is integrated call taking. The idea in most communication centers is that there's a separate computer and a separate monitor in the dispatch center to handle the incoming calls. But with what we're previewing here today, that call taking capability can be integrated on the same screen as what you're seeing from your CAD system, and the activities that can be integrated between them so that you can manage calls, look up resources on the Rolodex, as it were, and do all of that on the same screen as what you're doing with CAD right now. It really makes it a much more integrated, more powerful solution. And it includes things like being able to bring in text messaging, to be able to bring in pictures that people send from cell phones. And so as that part of Next Gen 911 is now really starting to take hold, it gives people using CAD systems a way to integrate that.
So in the critical environment of a 911 call where seconds can mean the difference between success and failure, you guys seem to be taking a step out of the process. Is that true?
Absolutely. If you go into a typical dispatch center right now, the dispatchers are looking at four or five, maybe even six monitors. And just from a human factors point of view, it's very difficult to be able to keep track of everything and to juggle all of the sources of data coming into your dispatch position if you have to keep track of that many monitors. So just purely from the point of view of taking one monitor out of the equation, it's important, but also integrating what's happening with the next step in the process, which is typically doing some kind of dispatching or updating of people already in the field. It really makes it a lot faster.
Do you have other unique things that you're talking to people here this week at the conference about?
We do. We've actually just launched Tiburon Analytics, which is a suite of products to be able to do analysis. Typically, when people think of analytics, they think of crime analysis. So you have police departments doing sophisticated analysis and rolling out CompStat programs or doing predictive analytics or that sort of thing. So what we've brought to this show is all of those kind of powerful tools, but applied to calls for service so that a dispatch supervisor or a dispatch director can quickly and easily put on a map particular types of calls for service on a particular date range, can apply analytics to what they're doing so that they can do some predictive analytics to see what trends are showing, or they can just put up heat maps so that they can see where particular types of calls are concentrated. And as a management tool, it really gives the dispatch sort of command staff, as it were, the same kind of tools that police command staff and crime analysis people have had for a long time. But it's also the sort of thing that an officer can access right from the laptop in the cruiser while they're going to a call. So they can say, show me in a 3-block radius to where I'm going right now everything that's happened in the past 3 weeks, and it'll just come up and be mapped right on the screen in the cruiser. So it's a very powerful tool. We're very excited about it.
Wow, that's wonderful. I can see where the dispatchers and their management can benefit, also the civilian leadership and the chain of command. Can they use some of this information as well?
Absolutely. When you look at the kind of things that particularly the command staff end up doing, there's a lot of manual process in some cases to be putting together the reports that go to the city council or the mayor, you know, whatever the form of government is. And this just makes it a lot easier. You can spend time defining the kinds of reports you want, the kind of dashboards you want, the kind of analysis that you want with the charts and graphs. And then you can go into Tierbond Analytics and you can say, okay, I want that mailed to me every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and you can just forget about it. So every Monday for the rest of time, you'll be getting that report. You don't have to go back and laboriously create it and recreate it and everything else. But the flexibility is there so that if you do have a crime analyst or even someone who's doing it part-time, they can go in and spend all sorts of time slicing and dicing the data to come up with exactly what they need for that kind of situation as well. So it's, again, a very flexible tool.
It's a very highly competitive vendor field. There's is evidenced by this great trade show that's been going on. What is it that makes Tiburon different than the people who compete with you in the industry?
There are two or three things that I would highlight there. One thing is the fact that we've been doing this for a long time. We're one of the founders of the industry, really, if you look at our tenure. And it's more than just the company or the products, it's also the people. The people at Tiburon, in terms of the engineers and the operational people and the people who go out and do implementations or support clients, we have over 500 years of combined public safety experience. People who were in public safety before they joined Tiburon. So as an agency, when you're dealing with someone like Tiburon, you want to know that the people get it. I mean, there's a whole bunch of information and knowledge and experience that goes into understanding the specific demands of public safety, dispatch, police, fire, whatever it is, and we have that expertise in-house. The second thing that's really been a differentiator, particularly in the last year and a half, is we're the only vendor out there with clients who are live with both CAD and dispatch solutions in the cloud. And this has become a real revolution in government IT right now, going to the cloud. And it's become a revolution for a number of technological reasons. Primarily, it's being driven by financial considerations. If you have a cloud-based system, then you're able to not have to buy all the servers and get the capital expenditure approvals that you need to get a lot of new hardware, because the cloud provider takes care of all that for you. It also allows Tiburon to be able to offer you subscription pricing. So again, rather than some big upfront fee for a capital expenditure new acquisition, you can just come and we'll give you a much, much lower annual subscription fee, which in many cases is about the same as you're paying now in maintenance anyway. So folks who thought they couldn't afford a new system are finding that for about the same cost they're already paying in maintenance, they can get a brand new system that's a cutting edge system that will really help them out. So that's been generating a lot of excitement for us. And we've been doing this for a while. We have over 20 installations right now between the CAD and RMS customers that we have that are in the cloud. This is real.
How about that? That's fantastic. Okay. We've been speaking with Kirk Curtis, Vice President of Marketing and Sales at Tiburon. Kirk, thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Audience, this is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network, at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.